Today's devotion is entitled, Jesus Goes Before Us, by Reverend Chris Whitby, LCMS Northern Illinois District Staff. But go, tell his disciples and Peter that he is going before you to Galilee. There you will see him, just as he told you. Mark 16:7. I've heard it said that the appointed reading for Easter from Mark's Gospel should come with a warning label. The evangelist doesn't give us a nice, tidy picture of Jesus' resurrection. There is no resurrected Savior speaking with Mary Magdalene, no obvious angels announcing the good news. Mark describes a young man dressed in a white robe. The whole scene ends, in Mark's description, with the women fleeing from the tomb and saying nothing to no one because they were afraid. Warning! This gospel contains an Easter account that is edgy for those who like all their loose ends tied up. In fact, Mark leaves us with such an edgy account that it's easy to gloss over the intriguing message the young man gives the women to share with the disciples and Peter. Yes, Peter is likely singled out because of his recent denial of Jesus and his own likely belief that he's no longer one of the 12. The women are to tell the disciples that Jesus is going before them to Galilee, and when they journey there, they will see him just as he told them. This Easter Monday, let's focus just on the fact that Jesus had told his disciples he'd meet them again after his crucifixion and resurrection. He said this in Mark 14:28. While they were in the upper room, Jesus said, "But after I am raised up, I will go before you to Galilee." There are numerous things that occurred just as Jesus had told them. Mark writes of this time and again, and we witness it over the past days. Jesus told his disciples he'd be betrayed by one of them. Peter would deny him. Jesus would be rejected by the leaders of Israel. They would turn him over to the Gentiles. He told them he'd be mocked, spat upon, flogged, and killed, and it all happened just as Jesus had said. He also, thank God, told them in Mark 8:31, 9:31, 10:34, and 14:28 that he'd rise from the dead, and in that last verse that he'd go before them after this to Galilee. And it was just as he had told them. The point: we can joyfully take Jesus at his word. When he in his word declares you and me to be saved, forgiven, that we have eternal life because Christ is risen, indeed it is so, just as he told you. Not only for us, but for the nations of whom he is Lord forevermore. Blessed Easter.